Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening? Hello, angels. How is everyone feeling? Happy Wednesday. Wow. I have a lot to update you guys on. Firstly, starting with the fact that I had to get very scrappy, I'm currently holding my podcast mic in my hand. It's kind of heavy. It's a whole thing that gets set up to the side of your desk. And that is because I got a new mic and I was super excited to record on it, except because it's a lot more high tech, it requires like some sort of, no one even shared this with me, so I don't even know how no one shared this with me, but I think it requires some sort of switch box or something like that, because it doesn't, the plug does not go into a USB, nor does it go into the wall. So yeah, and I am upset about it, but I'm still happy that at least I have this mic, which I played around with the settings on my computer, and I could not figure out how to get the audio straight because I just did, when I did my podcast, when I was a guest on Angie's podcast, is when she showed me how to do the settings so that I can get the input of the speaker to come through my computer. And I was so obsessed with it that I never touched it since until today. But now that I figured it out, I know how to do that. But I didn't want to set this back up on my desk because I already have my other mic here kind of set up, even though it doesn't work yet. So yeah. And then I made an attempt to try and record on my phone. And then I just said, oh, I can't go back, right? I'm already trying to, you know, improve on the audio and things like that. But needless to say, let's get into how my week went. Wow. As you guys know, I went to Podcast Movement Evolutions. I was speaking on two panels. I was, oh my gosh, I had the most fun I've ever had in my life. When I tell you, I don't think I've ever been happier than that week alone. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, it feels like the equivalent of getting married, having a kid, having the best career in the world, all the money you want in the world, and all the best people around you. That is literally the best way I can explain how I felt being there. I mean, even the lineup of ladies that I got to do the panels with, it just feels like there was so much intention behind me being on the panel with those ladies. I mean, truly, I understand why people, they go away and you make lifelong friends in such a short time period, because it's like you bond so strongly with these people because we all talk about similar things, we have similar interests, and we have the same, you know, field of career. It's just, honestly, it's such a beautiful thing. And I had such an amazing time. I honestly don't even know where to begin. I mean, every day I was waking up. So Vegas is 3 hours behind. I'm on the East Coast. So it's like no matter what time I woke up, it was always super early. So I was waking up every day, 6 o'clock in the morning. I was doing full face glam every single day because you weren't going to catch me slipping. Okay. Had my cute outfits going on. There were so many meetings that I had with different people. I had my business cards going. It was just, honestly, it was flawless. My parents came as well. So that was amazing. Everyone absolutely loved them. Like, and I had them wearing my Quality Queen shirts. Now, that actually wasn't merch, but I got so many DMs and people in person telling me that they want those shirts for merch. And I was already planning on turning my merch line into Quality Queen Control podcast merch line instead, or just a mixture of some of the stuff I say on my channel and also Quality Queen merch, because why not? But to be honest with you guys, that was not merch. That was when I ordered my business cards and you check out, they give you an option. So I said, okay, let me put a QR code. Let me put, hey, babe, it's Aisha Christina on it. And let me just put my cover art in the back. Why not, right? And that's what I did. And people really, really loved it. So I was super happy about that. So I'm definitely going to be having that in the works. And Really, guys, this is just going to be a little bit of a rant because I was trying to figure out, okay, what is it that I want to speak about? Now, there are a couple things I want to talk about. I am going to be starting more series-based content on here just because I want to incorporate more guests and I want there to be a theme of what they're talking about. You know, I got this far doing, honestly, whatever it is I want to do, and that's okay as it pertains to solo episodes, but just to make things more organized and concise, I do want to have more of a theme going on, more of a series-like thing as it pertains to having certain guests. So what I'm basically saying is, let's say the theme is wellness. I will be interviewing X amount of people on wellness, and that will be something that will be really good for the podcast. And then the same goes for any other subject matter. Am I making sense? So let me know in my DMs what you guys think about that. My other announcement is, it is actually official. I really am coming back to YouTube. Now, you guys know I'm always transparent with you. And if you're listening to this and you are the person that wrote that comment, I believe her name was Hope. So Hope wrote a comment to me. I don't remember what it was saying verbatim, but I'm someone that I could dish it out. I can take it. And she basically was expressing her frustration in the fact that she feels like as a content creator, I could be a lot farther than I am if I were more consistent. And I was, of course, sad in the fact that I feel like I'm letting someone on the A-team down, because she did vocalize that to me as well. And initially, upon reading it, I don't even know the emotion I was feeling. I think I was a mixture of like frustrated, sad, and upset, because I hearing someone that genuinely cares for me and is a supporter of mine, I don't want to make anyone feel like I'm letting them down, right? Of course. And I chose to say, you know what? This is obviously someone vocalizing their feelings to me because they actually genuinely care about my content and they're invested in my content. There's nothing to be upset or offended about because this is someone that actually genuinely cares. So I was like, you know what? Thank you for saying this. Yes, I do care about my channel. All the time that I was taking the hiatus on YouTube, I was nurturing my podcast. You guys know, obviously, listening to this, I'm consistent every single week. And I absolutely will be coming back. And I already started posting some of my old content to get myself back into the algorithm. So if you guys were checking on my channel, that's what was going on. I wasn't just trying to post old content pretending like it's new. That was not my goal, and that is not my goal. It's just to get myself back into the algorithm because I knew that when I came back to New York, I was going to start filming new content. And I didn't want to just start out, with just the new stuff. I wanted to turn some of the old stuff into some shorts because it's still great content, just to warm up the algorithm a bit. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? So I wanted to acknowledge that I definitely did see that. And I'm super grateful for that comment because it just shows that you guys genuinely do care. And that does mean a lot to me. And I am trying to figure out, now I've had this whole, I've gone about my channels and even my podcasts very intuitively. And I feel like I'm now at a point where I do want to incorporate a little bit more strategy just so that things make a lot more sense, right? So that's why I'm saying having the series that pertains to a certain subject matter when it comes to interviewing guests. As it pertains to solo episodes, that will always still be just, well, like this, whatever it is that I want. But I want to have guests on, and I don't want the having guests to seem so sporadic, especially because my podcast is not super niche. It has more of a wider appeal where we talk about a bunch of things, right? Personal development, dating, faith, spirituality, things like that. So those are all great topics that I can cover in different series and interviewing guests and things like that. So I just wanted to let you guys know and update you guys on that. Now, as it pertains to the subject matter of this podcast episode, I, to be honest, am feeling quite overwhelmed. And that is simply because I was such an incredible high, right? So I came back on Saturday morning. I was so sleepy, didn't even know left from right. I woke up at like 8 something p.m. I thought it was Sunday morning at 8 a.m. My mom wakes me up. She's like, hey, I made you some soup. I'm thinking, why is my mom making me soup for breakfast on Sunday morning? And she's super calm. We're supposed to be going to church. Turns out it was 8 p.m. I was so tired. I felt like, I imagine that's what being drunk feels like. Like, it felt like I was just not here. Like, I really. So I slept and I thought I got enough rest. Sunday came, I had to wake up early because I had to go to church and I spent majority of the day in Brooklyn. Come back home. I went to bed fairly early, I believe, Sunday. Monday comes. I could not wake up, guys. Like, I had an appointment in the city. I was struggling to wake up. It was like 9:30 in the morning. I could not get myself to wake up. Like, it was insane. And then I was upset because I'm thinking, wait a second, I thought I was all caught up on my rest, but I guess not. I'm actually all caught up on my rest today because I allowed myself to sleep early on Monday. So I caught up on my rest Monday night. So that leaves, well, you guys are listening to this on Wednesday, but Tuesday, as I'm recording this, I was able to catch up on my rest and I was able to start my day early. And I finally got to unpack all of my luggage, do my laundry, everything, because it was just so much because I came back on the weekend and my weekend was already busy. So I literally did not have the chance to unpack. So the current feeling that I'm feeling right now in this moment is slightly overwhelmed. And I'm going to be very honest and tell you why. So this is coming from a creator's perspective. I feel like it's just really overwhelming as it pertains to wanting to always do more, right? Like, for instance, I'm like, oh man, I wish I had like a website for this. I realized I don't even have an Instagram for my podcast. And I don't know why I never thought to create an Instagram for my podcast, but definitely wrote that down in the calendar to create an Instagram for my podcast, even though I may not be uploading to it currently right now, because I just want to focus on one thing at a time right now. Like, let me get to a level with uploading so that on YouTube so that I can be able to really create some sort of nice aesthetic for my podcast Instagram. Who knows what it is that I'm going to do, right? Ultimately. Then I have the fact that my podcast is going to be visual as well. Then I was feeling like, oh man, maybe I need a producer to bounce ideas off of, yada, 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 just so that this, again, functioning like a well-oiled machine and like a business. And just mixing and mingling with like everyone. First of all, the podcasting space is so big and I absolutely love it because there's so much that's still undiscovered. And that I find to be really amazing. I feel it almost like I'm grandfathered in, you know, something that I'm doing I started out doing literally just for fun because it was therapy for me, turned out to be something that is so huge and gave me certain opportunities that I'm super grateful for. And fast forward to today, I found myself feeling really overwhelmed, guys. I'm not trying to, you know, put a bow on it or package it up. I do feel overwhelmed, you know. It's just every little thing was just, I guess, making me feel more, I don't want to say down, because I don't feel down. It's just overwhelmed, pretty much. And even with me setting up my mic, I was so excited to use this mic, guys. Like, this is like one of the best mics and I was super excited to use it. Yes, I have the current one that I'm speaking to you guys on now. But you know, when you get something new, you just want to try it out. So when I was setting it up, just to realize I don't even have all the materials, which I had no clue about, was a little irritating to me. Then on top of that, sometimes topics come to me very easily. They're just really immediately ready for me to talk about in my spirit. And then other times, like today, I guess it was meant to be that what I talk about is just honestly how I feel. Like, I'm just honestly ranting to you guys. And I just feel like there is so many opportunities and things like that that I have been given. But what you don't know in this industry absolutely will hurt you. What you don't know in this industry will always hurt you. Why? Because business is business and you will get exploited. Now, I'm not saying this to demonize anything. What I am saying is that obviously, if you don't have knowledge about something, you can't even be upset at other people for doing what they do. You know why? Because they're doing their job. You need to do your job. So there was a proposal, a couple proposals that I was given, and I realized I had no framework to compare it to because the space is still so new. Everyone's like contracts and things like that look so much different from the other. In addition to that, I found myself in an interesting position where I feel like a lot of the opportunities to hire teams and things like that that I'm given are not necessarily matching the budget of what I'm working with at the moment. Are you guys understanding what I'm saying? For instance, I got reached out to by these amazing girls. I mean, truly amazing. They were like, Aisha, we can do this, this, and this for you. I'm thinking, oh, awesome. But it's a retainer that I have to have them on. And I have to, as a business, think, okay, Aisha, does this make sense for your business? Is this something you can freely do, not struggle to do, okay? And be able to pay these girls exactly what it is that they're worth, which I'm very big on. Like, I want to pay people what they're worth so that they're very happy working for me and things like that. It's always been like that for me in the past. And so I'm just like, oh man, I'm going to have to, you know, politely decline until something like this makes more sense. So I found myself getting more and more like sad and upset because of the fact that I started to feel like I was getting all these opportunities in terms of people working for me, but I wasn't able to pay them in the way that I want to or in the way that they deserve. So I started to think to myself, well, what is the gap here? Because if I'm showing up on your end, however you're discovering me, and I'm showing up that you're saying, okay, this girl has X amount of whatever that meets the requirements for her to have a team, then where is the gap as it pertains to what it is that I'm actually making to be able to comfortably afford hiring like a full-blown team in the way that I want? Do you guys understand what I'm saying? And this is something that's not really talked about in terms of the financial side of things from a creator's perspective. And I want to be very, very clear and transparent here that I am not someone that's going to sit around and play the victim or the race card or what have you. Like, that's just not my thing. I will say that one thing that I have noticed, just a genuine observation, is that some of my friends that are not Black don't seem to share the same concerns or like issues in the way that my friends that are Black do. And I'm solely talking, again, from a creator's perspective. I was having a conversation with one of my girlfriends, and I was telling her about the platform that I used to be on, which was Anchor. And I was like, yeah, for whatever reason, it capped at $50 and I never made more. So I Googled the issue, and it seems like a lot of people were having that issue. And she was like, really? I mean, I was making like $2,000 on Anchor. And I'm like, wait a second, that doesn't even make sense because I know her download numbers and she knows mine. So that actually numerically didn't make any sense in any capacity. And that's just one example of how different things could be with no rhyme or reason. Now, I don't know if I'm personally in denial and I don't really want to accept that maybe there is some truth to the fact that if you are not, you know, Caucasian, things may be a little more difficult. Just because, again, that's just not how I think. That's not how I pride myself. And having that mentality is not going to get me anywhere. So the way that my brain works is, okay, well, what more can I do, right? What else can I do? Am I optimizing this in the best way that I can? And to answer the question, I do feel like there still are more things that I could do as it pertains to, you know, even my podcast and things like that. I would like to have a website. I would like to be able to have that designated landing page for my podcast, just so it makes it a lot more professional as well. But you guys have to remember that these things, either they're going to require money or they're going to require your time. Now, I am very much willing to pay the money for it because I don't want to have to sacrifice my time being so frustrated and trying to figure this out. Now, going back to what I said about the money thing, is it all boils down to what makes sense for the business. Now, if you want things done well, like I was mentioning those girls that reached out to me, oh, I fell in love with what they produced for multiple different people. And I'm like, oh man, like I just have it in my head. I want them. I don't necessarily want to go on Fiverr and find someone that's going to be like throwing something together for me, because then there's also the fact that I like for things to be done in a certain way. So I'm thinking, okay, let me just wait until I know that I comfortably can, and then it'll make a lot more sense for me. But I say all that to say that on this in this creator side, you know, I saw a video from Nikki DiMartino and I loved it so much because she was sharing her story about being a creator and how she was talking about the financial hardships that she was going through because of the investment that she made with her house. Now, our situations are completely different, but I love her transparency and openness in saying, hey, listen, this is the truth about what's going on, and I just want to share this with you guys. And a feeling that I have gotten plenty of times being on the creator side is that everybody wants a piece of you, but you're not necessarily all of the time feeling like you're being compensated for the work that you're putting in. Right now, I would consider myself to be pretty much like a one-man band, right? I'm answering my emails. I'm filming my content. I'm also the one creating the content. Like, you have to think about it, guys. I'm one person and I do my podcast consistently. I'm going to start my YouTube channel back up again consistently. I have an Instagram as well. Like, all of these things have to be utilized and function very well. It's like you have to be omnipresent on all of these platforms for them to feel appreciated and for the algorithm to start working. And sometimes that can get pretty overwhelming. And let's not even forget to mention the emails, right? That in the emails, you have meetings you have to set up, right? I just finally started using Calendly, you know, so I can start booking my guests on there and having a more concise schedule. Then you have Zoom, right? You have the Zoom calls you have to do. And all of these things, again, I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you guys know so that you guys have an idea. These things cost money, right? Nothing worth having usually is free. So you have the Calendly you have to pay for, Zooms you have to pay for. And it really does. I'm a firm believer in the fact that it does take money to make money. Okay, that's what it is at the end of the day. And I'm grateful that these are my quote unquote problems or issues. I'm very grateful that this is what it is that I'm at. But it's just something that I wanted to share in all transparency with you guys so that you guys really have an understanding of what it's really like, okay? And I am so curious about opening up this conversation with multiple people because of the fact that no one talks about it. No one talks about the fact that it's so hard trying to, like, I guess it's really difficult sometimes being compensated for what it is that you're worth and what it is that you're putting in the work for, because of the fact that everything looks so different from the next person. Like, I can have friends in the exact same field as me and our careers look completely different. And the type of career that I know that I want is full autonomy over everything. Like, being a thought leader, entrepreneur, businesswoman, that's what I want. I don't necessarily want to be known as having the title influencer, you know, for the rest of my life. Is that a bad word? No, it's not. But I want something that's more authoritative. Is it authoritative or authoritative? Authoritative in my field and being more of a thought leader and an educator and things like that. That's the track that I'm on currently. And that's what I love about podcasting, is I feel like it opened up the window to do that. Like, me having my first speaking engagement and being a speaker at my first time at an event was such a huge blessing and such a huge deal for me. I mean, truly,
I am just so grateful for that opportunity, truly, because it opened up so many doors. But I just want you guys to know, as I'm on this journey, right, I want to be transparent about the journey as well. It's like I was looking through these proposals and things like that, and I started to get so overwhelmed because I'm thinking, why does none of this feel like it's making like blatant sense to me? You know what I mean? Why does it feel like this is just like there's so much legalese to go over and all of these different terms and it's just, it's a learning curve. It's not straightforward in the way that you may think. And also, I have to learn as well how to pitch for myself. That's something that I've never done. And I do feel in my spirit that that's the next thing that I have to learn before I really start elevating in the way that I want, because of the fact that I need to know fully what it's like to really advocate for myself in that medium. I know how to do it on my own regularly without any sort of like finances attached to it. But I do feel strongly like that's the next level for me. And I am grateful for that, too, because I feel like I know I'm very organized. I have my scheduling down packed. But I was very overwhelmed today, guys. Like, really, really overwhelmed, to be honest with you. Because naturally, I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, like, what are the answers? What are the answers? And then I had to bring it back home. And I said, Aisha, you need to really ask God this, because I'm sitting around looking around and I'm like, oh man, like, is there something I don't know? What is it that I don't know? And I'm just thinking like all of these things are just eroding at the clear blessing that I just experienced. And again, if you guys were listening to my last two episodes, I was experiencing the same thing. That's how I know, like, okay, slow down here. There's some sort of like spiritual attack trying to infiltrate into my head. And I'm very conscious of what's going on. And I'm not going to allow that, those thoughts, negative thoughts, because there's nothing negative going on. Like, there's nothing negative at all. It's just simply a matter of another learning curve of, okay, what's the next step for me in the things that I need to do to help myself? That's what it's about, right? It really is about helping yourself. I think when we find ourselves in moments where we're just looking around, trying to figure out, you know, who can help us with this and that, I have numerous times I have realized that in the beginning, especially the first answer, it's already in you and it's going to come from you. You have to show that you are worth kind of investing in, especially on the creator side, I want to say, because you have to prove, you know, that you're a person of interest. That's just simply how it goes. And it's just like there are so many people that I met in this past week, and I was expecting too, like, okay, my email is about to be flooded. Oh my gosh. And of course, there were certain people that I was looking forward to meeting, that I am looking forward to meeting, just at the top of my head. And I think I was feeling upset because I didn't see that immediately. Mind you, it's Tuesday. Like, do you see why I like talking to you guys? Because when I do, I realize how ridiculous I sound sometimes and how it's so easy to just create, like, creating little issues and hiccups. For what reason am I doing this? I have no idea. You know what I mean? I said, you know what? Let me take it to God. No, seriously, like, let me take it to God, because I'm not playing around here. I want to continue to be very cognizant of the blessings and the opportunities, but I just feel like being a one-man band, it gets overwhelming at times, because I feel like, oh my gosh, I really admire this person's work. How do they do that? Okay, I got to have this. I got to have the Calendly. Oh, okay, I got to make sure I have the website going up. Okay, I got to make sure I have the Instagram. Okay, I got to make sure that my podcast is visual soon. Oh, but I need a set for that too, because I want that to look really nice. Oh, okay, now what mic sounds the absolute best, so I make sure that I'm like bringing in extra quality audio. Oh, okay, so should I get a producer or no? Because I do want someone to bounce ideas. Like, you understand what I'm saying? It's just a lot. It's a lot. And no man is an island at all. And I knew that. I live by that. I understand that. I know that the what works best for me is having a fully functional team. I am very good at plug and play. I will show up. I'm super consistent when I know that I have everyone has a designated task, and that's what works best for me. I think anyone at this point would be rather overwhelmed because, to be honest with you guys, okay, here's the truth. Your life as a creator is either going to look like you have a brand manager and they're pitching you people and you kind of don't really have that much autonomy over your career from my perspective. Or your life is going to look like you're probably pitching to people, but what you're learning in the midst of all these things is you're really learning the back end about so much. And because I had to go that route, it made me so much more knowledgeable about my field because I know how to have certain conversations and negotiate for myself because of the types of experiences I had from YouTube in dealing with managers and it not working out for me. Do you understand? So because I had to get scrappy with it, there are some people, they probably have managers, all these different things. And if their managers were to drop them tomorrow, who knows what necessarily would happen, what they would have to result to because of the fact that they don't have, they haven't had to be put in a position where they've had to get scrappy with things. It's not their fault at all. It's just how the cookie crumbles. And so I really hope too that this conversation just kind of enlightens you guys a bit on everything is not what it seems. Can I please tell you guys this? Everything is not what it seems. I don't care how many numbers you see someone having on whatever Instagram or whatever. Everything is not what it seems. Just because someone has 200,000 followers on Instagram or whatever does not mean that they're even probably making $200,000 a year. Doesn't even mean that. And it's a pretty tricky business because, unfortunately, what you don't know does hurt you in the sense where people are banking on what you don't know. We are creators. We are just talent. And a lot of us are super young. And here you have brand deals, all these different people that are making us sign our names on the dotted line. We have no knowledge. We don't have a legal team. There's nothing that protects us from a creator's perspective. And everything is just about doing for the brand. So I know for myself in writing a book, in having more autonomy over, you know, an authority in my own space and in speaking and traveling around the world and things like that and really putting the expert hat on that I know that I have is to me what makes all of the difference to be taken more serious as a entrepreneur and as a businesswoman. And that's what's super important to me. It felt really good to let all of this out because I almost really don't even know what to title this, to be honest. It's kind of just like you guys are listening to me rant, but this is what's going on literally inside of my head. And I'm not even kidding you or holding anything back. I found myself today like answering all my emails and just really freaking out like, okay, what are my actual options here? Like, what am I actually landing here? I was just, maybe I'm just having a day, I don't know, where I said to myself, okay, I was expecting to come out of, I guess, the situation like, okay, and I could be talking in circles, please forgive me. Okay, this is my decision with this company. Okay, this is a better understanding of this. Like, I think also I've come to learn, I was speaking with one of the guys from the companies that wanted to work with me, that I am a little jaded from my experience on with management on YouTube. I am. Yeah. I honestly want to say I was. I don't think I am currently. Do I have trust issues with managers and signing contracts? Absolutely. I don't really consider myself to be jaded because now I have a framework of the people that host my podcast now literally treat me amazingly, and that's my framework. But there's only but so much that they can do, right? because there's no comparison to what the other networks are trying to do. So it's not even a matter of leaving them for someone else. It's just a matter of climbing the ladder, because what they can do, there's a cap to what they can do, because that's just simply not what they offer, sort of thing. And I found myself feeling, because I'm a very loyal person, like, oh, I don't want to leave where I am, but I know I have to climb up if these opportunities are presenting themselves to me. And is it the right time? But then is it the right time? Because if it's being offered to me, does that mean it's the right time? Like, you know, all these questions coming to me, and it's just so overwhelming. That's like all I could tell you, to be honest with you. It's like, it's just so overwhelming between my day-to-day tasks and also just decisions and things like that that I need to make. And I don't even want to keep on having to make all these disclaimers, because I really could care less. Like, if whoever is listening to this, you guys know how I am and things like that. But if I'm having a day, I want to be very honest about having a day and not feel like I have to cover it up and be like, but it's fine, guys. Like, honestly, I'm fine. Like, everything's great. Or make a million disclaimers like, I'm not complaining, though. I'm not complaining. Like, either you're going to get it or you're just not. And I really could care less. But I do think that there's something special about having a transparent conversation as it pertains to kind of getting in creators' heads, right? I was speaking to someone else and earlier today, and I loved her transparency. And I loved that she was so honest, and because I felt like I was alone in feeling the way that I do sometimes, and knowing that, yeah, like, we're super blessed to be able to do this, but there comes a point in time where it gets frustrating, because it's like, wait a second, how much harder do I need to work? Is there something else that I am unaware of in order for me to reach my version, my level of success? Because that's what matters, right, angels? Like, it's not necessarily about, oh, girl, you're good, because I see what you're doing and I think you're fine. It's not necessarily about that. It's about what is your version of success. Now, I'm not sitting here saying this like I'm a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire yet at all. Like, not even close yet. Keyword yet. No, but all jokes aside, I know for me what my starting point is of, okay, this is when I know, okay, things are really kicking in. And I think part of that will be alleviated when I'm able to hire the team that I want to hire. But again, if I can't do that extremely comfortably, then that adds more pressure to me, because I haven't hit that goal yet. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. So it's just an amalgam of all of those things. And also at the same time, trying to educate myself so much about YouTube as a business, about podcasting as a business, because especially as it pertains to podcasting, because it's just like there's no framework to compare anything to, because it's still a fairly new space. But really, that's just the truth of it all. You know what I mean? There, of course, are many perks and things like that, but you have to learn the business and the financials of it all. Like, and it goes way more in depth. And this is why in the series, I would like to speak to some people and interview them on the financial sides of, you know, from a creator's perspective and things like that. I think that will be really great to share with you guys, because I want to know these things and I want to be able to offer that value to you guys, aside from you guys just listening to me give advice, or like today, just getting inside of my head. I want to be able to offer more value to you guys in the sense of, what are some actionable things you can do in your life if this is something that you aspire to go after. So thank you for listening to me. I really, really appreciate it. Please look out for new videos, new content that I'm going to be posting on YouTube. Right now, what you can do is go to my channel and like the shorts that I did post, because I'm sure all of you that are listening to this, you probably haven't seen every video of mine. So just to help me out, get the algorithm warmed up again, I would really appreciate if you guys do that, because it means a lot to me. And as a creator, every single like, every comment, every DM that you're sending of our content, every thumbs up that you give, every download or listen, like what you're doing now, it all matters. And this is really a part of opening up abundance in your own life. You know, like Jared Easley said, who is now one of my dear friends, who is the one of the co-founders of Podcast Movement, is he said, be the noticer. And that really, really resonated with me. And he's such a kind person and such a kind soul. And that's something that I really related to when he said that. And I want to encourage you guys to do the same thing. You don't have to necessarily want to be a creator, but I promise you, you have dreams, you have aspirations, you have things that you want to do, and you want people to support you. And there, a lot of the times, your support's going to come from strangers. You can't go through your whole family expecting to build your business model off of your family now. So you, in order to open up that door for yourself, you have to do that to other people, for other people. You attract the customer that you are. Do you understand? You attract the customer that you are. So if you are someone, it's just so simple. If you like something, like it. Give it a thumbs up. If you like something, share it. If you like something, repost it. Because honestly, you have no idea how much that little bit of support goes a long way. And honestly, especially considering how I'm feeling today, oh man, it would definitely really help me. If you guys are listening to this, and wherever you're listening to it, DM me, go to my YouTube channel and comment on one of my shorts videos, anything to just support, because that would really help me. And like I said, it's just paying it forward, opening up that abundant energy into your life is going to make all the difference. I found that to be true, especially for myself. And it's not only because I'm in this field, I promise you, because again, we are all human beings. It's so easy to watch something, consume someone's content, and just, well, go on to the next thing. But I make it a point, because I think to myself, hey, I would want someone to do this for me. If I'm moved to, you know, if I'm watching the entire thing, obviously I enjoyed it, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. What is that? It's nothing. If I like something, I'm going to share it. If I can put on one of my friends, which I literally do things like that, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the noticer. I'm going to open up that abundant energy toward myself, and I know it's going to pay off, and I know that it's going to come back to me. And so I really want to encourage you guys to do the same thing, because it really goes a long way. So with that being said, angels, I'll speak to you guys in my next episode. Do not forget that I love you and God loves you, and I'll see you guys. Well, I'll speak to you guys in my next episode.